America Weekend.
And where'd you get those shoes? I think they're pretty lame. Would you stop talking, cause I'm trying to watch the game. If you're a man.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalecki.
I'm Christina Staffo.
Social media.
Yes.
It can get you into so much trouble.
Oh, social media.
But then again, there are people that are on social media that don't belong on social media.
True.
Those are people who are married or are in committed relationships.
Right.
Because you end up tweeting these dumb, stupid things back and forth. And there are tweets that will make perfect sense to only people who are married and who are in committed relationships.
That's so funny. Okay.
This comes from the Huffington Post. These are a whole bunch of tweets, again, that spouses or those committed to each other are bound to identify with.
Yes.
All right, let's see. This first one was tweeted out by a guy named Daniel Carrillo. And imagine if Daniel is a fan of the program.
I hope he is.
And if he's in Oshkosh somewhere right now thinking, oh my God, Ed and Christina just said my name.
Hey, Dan.
Wow. Marriage is just texting each other, do we need anything from the grocery store, a bunch of times until one of you dies. My God, that is so true.
It's true. It's always like, do you need anything?
Oh my God.
What do you want me to get from the supermarket? What do you want? What do you need?
Yes.
Do you need anything special? No, just the usual. Okay.
But I find this to be convenient because I got married in a time when cell phones were still a new thing.
Okay.
Not everybody had a cell phone. July 8th of 1994.
Right.
So when I would go to the store, I would be told on the way out, don't forget to get bread. I would forget to get bread.
Of course you would.
And we would have a major argument when I got home. So now it eases the pain of forgetting the bread.
Oh, well, okay.
See, I like that.
That's a good one.
Of course it is. Right. The next one, let's see, is from somebody, Judge You Harshly.
Oh, thanks.
Right, thank you very much. And they actually have a trademark next to that for some reason.
Right, well.
Like they're going to make a lot of money and cash in on this whole idea. You maintain a silent competition to see who the dog loves more.
I've actually seen this happen.
Oh, yeah.
I've actually seen it. It's like, who's your favorite?
Yeah.
Who's given the better treat? Who's taking it for more walks? Oh, you see, the dog comes to me first.
And what's the logical progression after that?
Oh, resentment.
No. After you have the competition as to who the cat or dog loves more?
Oh, the kid.
The kids. That's exactly right.
Who does the kid love more?
My wife. I'll tell you that right now. But you know what? He's still in that nurturing age. He's 12. He's coming out of the childhood. He's beginning the adolescence. The whole thing. And growing up, it was always, you know, cuddling with mom to watch the TV.
Uh-huh.
Me, I'm just the guy who makes the money to put the bread on the table.
Oh, that you forgot.
Yes. See, I'm lucky I'm still married in that case.
So wow.
My kid loves the wife more, and I forget the bread. I am screwed.
You are screwed.
That's exactly what it comes down to.
All right, I like
What's
this
next
one? Sorry, I was late because I had to find all the things that were in plain sight for my husband.
Yes.
I love this tweet. I absolutely love this tweet.
Well, what are you trying
to
insinuate?
Isn't it true? Because if I don't say, hey, okay, I need this thing. I need this paper clip here. It's going to be underneath the paper pad. But look to the right of the paper pad. It's not directly in the middle. It's to the right, not to the left. It's kind of half hanging out. It's not totally under it.
Uh-huh.
There it is.
Wow.
What? If I just say, hey, I need that paper clip. It's on the counter by the paper. Oh, I don't see it.
No, he won't see it. So it has to be explicit instructions. Now, the most impressive part of the whole thing, that whole demonstration, is that people right now are thinking, why is she choosing a paperclip and why is she choosing a pad? Well, right here in the studio here at Radio Central, there is a paperclip and a pad from the radio station next to it. You are using the props that are supplied. This is terrific. Wow. Could you imagine if it was something embarrassing that somebody left here on the table and you'd be talking about that?
Wow. We've done enough of that today.
Little did we know when we walked in here you would make use of the paperclip and the pad. That's
so
terrific.
Funny.
Let's see. What about, I don't care where you put it. Please put it back in the same place every time so I can find it. Car keys.
Oh, I lose my car keys constantly.
Car keys.
All the time.
Yes.
Yeah.
And my wife will yell at me and make fun at me for years after. There was a day, was before we started the radio show. This is a while ago.
Mm.
I was due on a movie set in New York. I could not find my keys.
Okay.
I was all upset because I had an 8:30 call time to the set. I knew I was not going to make it. The keys were in an extra pocket in my jacket that I never look in. It was a top coat.
Okay.
So you have the pocket, but then from the side there's another pocket underneath. And I never put anything
You probably just did it not even thinking, right? Like, just threw it in there.
I never even accessed that. The spare button in the little plastic was still in that pocket because I've never gone in
That's hysterical.
And I've never lived that down. And whenever I do something stupid or boneheaded, she will say, look, you moron, remember the day
you were late to the set.
Look, you moron. That's my new name. And that's what happens. It's sad, but it's true.
I like this one.
What?
From Mama Unfiltered.
Yes.
My husband still talks about the one time he loaded the dishwasher correctly, like it's going to get our kids into Harvard.
It's true. Men can load dishwashers much better than women because they have more of an engineering sense. We have the more architectural sense. My wife will...
That's fine. Do it.
I'm going to say something I've never said on this show before.
No.
My wife pisses me off to such an extent, and here's why. She doesn't go with the grain. You have racks inside the dishwasher, and it's meant to get maybe 15 plates in.
Yeah.
She goes across the grain, and she's wiping out six potential dish spaces to put one saucer. It's not the way you do it. And then she's wondering why we can't fit everything in there. Think logically.
Wait. I kind of do the same thing, because I'll put in the big pots. I know you're not supposed to put pots in the dishwasher, but I do. Okay. So I'll put the big ones in there and then I'll fit everything around that.
Why can't you? All right. Doesn't this make sense?
No.
Put all the dishes in. Take the sauce pots, soak them in the sink, take 5 minutes, wash them separately. You're still going to save a lot of time.
Oh, am I saving time?
Sure you are.
You know what else saves me a lot of time?
What?
If you wash the dishes.
Oh, so I see where this is going. When the day comes when I get invited over for dinner, what's for dessert? You cleaning the dishes.
You cleaning, get in the
kitchen.
That's
where this is headed. Wow. See, but 2 minutes cleaning the pots saves you so much space in the dishwasher.
Oh, okay. I'm going to expand a little bit here.
Oh, please do.
Can I expand a little bit here?
Sure.
Because, God forbid, a woman should give a guy advice on how to mow the lawn properly or how to trim the hedges or cut the firewood or whatever. We don't know what we're talking about, but for some reason, men are pros at how to do everything in the kitchen, but they won't do it. They just, in their minds, think they know how to do it.
Okay, so what is one thing that, let's just say, any old man on the street, give me something that a man thinks he can do in the kitchen, but he cannot?
Clean, cook.
Oh, I clean our kitchen all the time. Oh, I can't cook. I am not a cook. I try, I fail, and I don't pretend to be a cook.
Okay.
Have you encountered men who pretend that they can cook?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
And when they try, do they fail?
Yes.
Horribly?
Yes. I've encountered men that who can cook, but I've encountered men who think that they can, and I've encountered it all. My current situation doesn't even try to do anything.
Wow.
He knows he's not good in the kitchen.
Wow.
He doesn't even try. He says, the kitchen is yours, the garage is mine.
And you're good with that.
And I'm fine with it.
You'll have that line of demarcation.
You know why I'm fine with it?
Why?
Because he doesn't try to infiltrate. He knows
his
place. Just like I know mine.
You two will last forever. And here's why. Because you know where the limits are.
Right.
Clint Eastwood once said, a man has to know his limitations. And the same thing for a woman.
That's true.
Stay out of my kitchen. I'll stay out of your garage.
That's right.
That's the key to a happy marriage.
I think so.
You can write a book on that.
That should be the title of the book.
That should be.
Let's trademark that right now.
See that? We can make so much money on this.
All right.
Let's see.
What's next?
Oh, my goodness. All right. From Megan Gonzalez. Nearly falling in the toilet at 3 a.m. because he left the seat up again.
There has to be some type of
arrangement
or agreement with this.
I have a wild card to throw into this. Uh-oh. Once you have a child that then gets to the point when they're out of diapers and they're up and they're going on their own and they leave the seat up, and here comes dad at 3:25 in the morning, not thinking that the seat was up in the first place and having to sit down, and all of a sudden, and what a helpless feeling that is. You know that feeling when you start to sit down and you realize that split second when the seat's not there and you feel as if you are falling into the Grand Canyon and you know it's coming and you know it's not going to feel good. And there's that like 0.6 of a second when you know, oh my God, what? I am in complete, utter free fall.
And
you hit, water splashes up, the pain radiates up your back, and then it's you sit there wounded. That's what happens.
And there's no towel.
In our situation, I can pull a towel off the towel rack.
The toilet paper's out.
Everything is gone. And it's dark, and you're half asleep, and you're moaning, and all of a sudden you feel as if like the world is crashing around you. And there you are.
What did
wet.
I do to deserve this?
Right, right. Literally just laying there wounded and wet. That's a bad combination.
Yep.
People you've come across in your life, they put the seat back down?
No.
Well, you know.
But I know to look for it, so.
It's a hard knock life.
Yeah, no kidding.
Next.
I can't wait to take a hot shower, get in bed with you, and work on my latch hook. And then there goes, huh? Not where I thought that was going.
Exactly.
Hashtag married life from Sasha Brady.
If you've been married for 21 years, at this point, you're lucky if you even get to watch the latch hook.
Really?
That's how. Oh, yeah.
That's terrible.
Well, no, but it's just the way things go.
Is that really the way things go? Does it have to be that way?
Maybe we should get my wife on the phone.
Hey, honey.
Well, let's hope my wife's not listening to this segment. No, but I think that's kind of natural. Cars aren't built to go 70 miles an hour their entire life.
You don't have to go 70. You can go 30 as long as you still go.
Got to change the oil once in a while for that to happen, though, don't you think?
That's true.
Wow. Us keeping your relationship together.
You're welcome.
Stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalecki.
Well, who am I?
Who are you?
I'm Christina Stoffo.
She is completely baffled at this point. And one thing we do know, this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-289-1668. That's 800-289-1668. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-289-1668.